From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Syria's president determined to defeat terrorists. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to the country's nearly five-year civil war. The state-run Sana'a news agency said Mr. Assad stressed that taking out terrorist groups would preserve the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Ulmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorist, and of course he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new presidential election, as well as holding a vote for parliament if that's what the Syrian people want. Mr. Assad was re-elected just last year to a third seven-year term. Low voter turnout is reported in the Republic of Congo Sunday as people were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates.
Aujourd'hui, c'est un jour très important.
Mr. Sassou Nguesso called it an important day for the people to show the world they are free and sovereign. Results from the referendum are expected later in the week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009 and has ruled the Republic of Congo in different capacities for most of the past 36 years. This is VOA News. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The longtime CCM ruling party, challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down after completing 2 5-year terms. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast went to the polls Sunday in a first-round presidential ballot. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara facing 6 contestants and was favored to win. Reporter Emily Liob is in the city of Abidjan.
He's quite popular in the country, and he faces very divided oppositions. So in terms of suspense, he doesn't only want to win, he wants to win on the first round. That's what he aims for.
In 2010, post-election violence in the West African country, at least 3,000 were killed after then-President Laurent Gbagbo and candidate Ouattara claimed victory. The Electoral Commission says it hopes to release results of the referendum vote within 48 hours. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir was in South Africa Sunday for talks on the peace agreement aimed at ending the country's nearly 2-year civil war. He met Sunday with South African President Jacob Zuma, briefed him on efforts to implement the agreement that he signed in August with rebel leader Riek Machar. His spokesman Anthony Wekontany told VOA the South Sudanese leader urged Mr. Zuma to convince the rebels to sign a security arrangement that is part of the peace process. He said the rebels remain intransigent.
And so the president wanted South Africa to pressurize the rebels in order to sign and initiate the security protocols.
Anthony says South Africa could play a key role in efforts to unite factions of the opposition in a bid to restore peace and security in the country. The peace accord aimed at ending a conflict which has left tens of thousands dead and millions displaced. Poland's Eurosceptic Law and Justice Party claimed victory in Sunday's election amid an ongoing migrant and refugee crisis. The PIS, led by former Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczynski, secured 38% of the vote. That's enough to govern alone and ahead of the incumbent pro-European Civic Platform with some 23%. Ukrainians cast ballots in local elections Sunday, seen as a test of strength for Western-backed President Petro Poroshenko's government and its austerity and anti-corruption policies. Voters chose among local councils and mayors, although balloting did not occur in eastern districts controlled by pro-Russian separatists. In Libya, the bodies of at least 14 people were recovered on Sunday on shore near our homes east of Tripoli. More than 20 additional bodies were discovered on Saturday. Reports indicate most, if not all, were Africans apparently trying to make the dangerous sea journey to Europe. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.